With Alan Partridge. Music and chat for the Norfolk generation.
So it's the other way, isn't it? Later on, we'll be taking dedications for anyone who's been wrongly turned down for planning permission. Also, I'll be asking, which is the worst monger? Fish, iron, rumour or war? Pretty clear, that one. But now it's time for today's large question.
Large question.
It's the near future. An unprovoked chemical attack from France, or possibly China, has left us without a sense of smell. In a whiff-free world, what smell would you miss the most? Tom in Dis.
Petrol.
Nice. Wrongly and confusingly referred to by the Americans as gas. It's petrol, not gas. Dominic in Castleacre.
Money.
Yep. Joe in Holt.
My wife's 90.
You kinky get.
Saucy sod.
She died, you see.
Smells matter.
They do.
In that final set for today, for this program anyway, we heard Black Country New Road with the song Happy Birthday, going out to station manager Ken. Royal Otis did Velvet Parlor Greens, title track from their album In Green We Dream. Quintetto Lo Greco did So Jazz from their album So Jazz, So Nice. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim for his myriad contributions to today's programming. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3, 6 p.m. Eastern. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay as Andy attempts to help Ken celebrate his birthday. Here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Welcome back, Andy Breckman.
Hold on. Let me turn my phone.
Yeah, put your phone away.
No, let me turn it on. I don't want to miss a call.
Oh, why? Why is that?
Let me check my headphones. Thank you.
Who are you waiting to hear from?
When I'm on the air with you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? That's my answer. So what's the question, Irwin? Are the headphones working?
The headphones are working. I tested them myself.
Yep, I'm good to go. Yep. Yes, this is good. And you're saying the microphone is less sensitive?
Yep. So I welcomed you back.
Thanks, buddy. Did I miss a week or two?
Yeah, you missed 2 weeks.
What did you do during those 2 weeks?
Last week we had a clip show, and the week before. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. This. Like a best of? Like
yeah,
a best
clips,
of show?
Clips that Irwin made. Clips.
Thanks,
that-
Irwin.
Clips that listener
God.
John made.
We're doing a real show here. Yeah. You have a clip show.
Yeah. And the week before, we aired an old UCB show.
Oh, how did that go?
People seemed to like it.
Did they?
Yeah. The one with Al Jaffe, I think, from Mad Magazine, and the Broad City Gals.
People seemed to like it. That should be our little motto.
That
should be our little catchphrase.
Hey, so how was your cruise?
People seem to like it.
How was your cruise?
A lot of the passengers seem to like it.
Yeah, and you finished your...
I was there to get some work done and maybe get a little sun. I got out of the freezing cold and snow.
Nice tax write-off.
I don't think I can write it off.
No, you wrote a whole episode on.
Well,
that
but
cruise.
You can't. But suppose I. No, they don't care.
Hey,
where you're writing it?
You know, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Was there a casino on the cruise ship?
There was a casino.
There
on
was
the cruise
a casino. Wow, yeah. What a coincidence! Because you're a gambling addict. Wow, you know, who would have thought?
These casinos, they don't open, they can't legally open until they're in international waters.
Oh, but then they can be open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, so I'm just banging on the door.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Did we cross the line yet?
So how did you make out at the casinos?
I did occasionally at the middle of the night wander in, but I really didn't lose... I lost probably 40, 50 bucks over the course of the week.
Really?
This interests you?
That's almost like breaking even.
Yeah, you mean you're only losing that much?
You only lost $50?
Yeah, but it probably equaled 3 hours of entertainment and fun. So that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. People seem to like the casinos.
So you were on the cruise for 11 days and you only spent 3 hours in the casino?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right, actually.
Wow.
I avoided everyone. Days went by when I didn't talk to anyone. I was just getting work done.
Well, if that's true, you're not as big a gambling addict as I thought.
No, I can resist it, and I really can.
How do you...
And when I gamble, I'm so cheap. You know, $10 on the table is enough to make me sweat it out. I did win a lot of money, if you want to know.
Yeah. Boy, do
months,
I want to know.
Months ago, uh-huh. 7 or 8 weeks ago,
yeah.
I put $100 on Seattle to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
This is when they were still 5 games away from making the Super Bowl.
Good bet.
That was a good bet.
How much did you win?
$575.
Nice.
Well, I'm sorry. So I won $475.
So are you big into the prediction markets now where you can bet on anything?
I don't know how to access it. What is that website?
Oh, there's several.
Is it legal? Can you really bet money?
Yeah.
I haven't done that. Like, what kind of things can people bet on?
Anything.
Like, give me an example.
Like anything.
I know, obviously political races,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
all sorts of political
But Oscar
things.
Oscar races as well?
I'm sure, yep. Oh, yeah, that's where you'll shine.
That's where I would shine?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
you know
true.
You know the politics of that stuff.
Well, I guess I don't know more than anyone else, but I guess it's not hard to discern a favorite there, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is all of interest to you?
Well, your gambling addiction.
I love how you pretend to be interested in my life.
Is of interest to me.
This makes you very much my favorite person.
Yeah.
How you pretend to be interested in
very, very interested in your life.
Yeah.
And
it's disconcerting.
And you finished episode number 10 of your new TV
now,
show.
How do you know that? Where is that all this coming from?
Variety.
Yeah, right.
Variety had a little write-up about your
When do we shift focus? When do we pivot and talk about your birthday? This is a big birthday for you.
It's the biggest birthday.
It is. In many ways it is, because it's probably your last birthday.
Yes, I understand that you've bet $475 on whether I'll live another 12 months or not. Is that right?
I just have a feeling.
Yeah.
I haven't had this feeling since last week. I had a feeling about Jesse Jackson.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I should have put money that Jesse Jackson was going to outlive Noam Chomsky. I wanted to make that bet.
You would have lost.
I know. I said it wrong. I meant the other way around.
I know you did. Yeah. I know you did. That's one of the things I love about you. when you commit to those punchlines and then get them all mangled.
Yep.
That's why we love you.
Thank you. And your birthday's coming up, right?
Your birthday's today.
March 3rd.
Stop changing the subject. Your last birthday. Well, I hope you make it very special.
Oh, how am I going to die exactly in the next 12 months?
That is not part of the bet. I can't. You can't hold me to that.
I mean, if I do die in the next 12 months, you're going to feel awful.
Why? Tell me why.
Because you were making fun of it, you know, predicting it, making fun of it.
That's true. On one hand, yeah. I will feel guilty because I was joking about it. On the other hand, I would win $475. So it's a wash.
Yeah. Oh, I really want to outlive you.
Oh, man, I'd love to outlive you. I have real plans for this station.
Well, I have to outlive you because there's a big joke waiting for me at your funeral.
There is?
Yeah, you've told me about this.
Oh, no, you're in my will.
Right. And
if you,
it's a joke. I'm in your will.
It's not a joke.
With conditions.
You have to satisfy certain conditions. If you want to win, if you want the station to receive that $50 that I'm leaving you. You will have to jump through a few hoops.
I will have to play an entire Poco album.
One of the conditions is literally actually jumping through a hoop. But that's not even the worst one.
I can do that.
Yeah, I know you can. Yeah. I'm sorry I won't be there. Oh, man. Oh, man, I hope I outlive you.
Well, how do I die? You had this premonition last week, right?
Yeah.
And how does it go down? And when?
I don't know when. Mm-hmm. I don't know when. I just imagine you being shot by a jealous husband.
Okay.
Not if I have this picture in my head.
You know, if it happens now, you're going to be suspect number one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. A killer should never predict the death of his victim.
Would I be able to say, officer, inspector, detective, I surely would not have publicly announced my preference for Ken dying if I had planned to kill him. I'm surely not that foolish, inspector. That'll be me.
Yeah, you should
put my interrogation.
You should put that into episode number 11 of your new TV show, Einstein.
Yeah.
That the killer predicted.
Yeah.
Only it's the fake killer. The fake killer predicted the death of the victim.
Joe Esterhaus, not Fatal Attraction, the one with Sharon Stone, where she uncrossed her legs. I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah.
What the hell is the name of that?
Me too.
Think harder.
Yeah.
Wait, don't Google it. Let's see who will remember it first. It's not Fatal Attraction. It's two words.
Beavers on Parade?
No, it's not Beavers on Parade.
Hmm.
They're remaking Beavers on Parade. Did you hear that?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Who's starring?
Well, not the original cast. Most of them are dead.
Oh, man.
Wait. Okay. Not Fatal Attraction. I'm just blanking.
Indecent.
Out. Oh, Indecent Exposure. No, no. Indecent, that's Exposure. Indecent Proposal is different.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is this us just getting old?
No. I never knew it in the first place.
That's not true.
It's you getting old.
God, I remember the writer's name. It's Joe Esterhaus.
Yeah, Joe Esterhaus, right. And what happens?
She had written a book in which a character is murdered, and then someone in real life is murdered in her circle, and her life is murdered in the same way.
Oh.
And she got to argue to Michael Douglas, would I be so foolish as to write a book.
Ah, it sounds like Basic Instinct.
Yeah, that's right. It's Basic Instinct.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anytime you can't remember these things.
Yeah, anytime you can't remember these things and you have access to a chat board.
Just ask me.
It's so easy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's so easy. Basic Instinct, that's it. Anyway, what are you going to wish for? I have a cupcake here.
The cupcake.
Well, no, we have to. I don't want to light the cupcake.
Why?
Until that's the end of the show. We're building up to that.
Will the cupcake not burn for an hour?
The cupcake will not. No, it's not like the Hanukkah legend.
Why not? Why can't we?
It's just a little tiny candle.
Why can't we have a birthday miracle?
I'd love to know, like, if you had a wish that you could make today and blow out a candle and you knew that your wish would come true.
Mm-hmm.
What would you wish for?
I don't know. What would you want me to wish for?
I would wish that Don would be running late today and we would get an extra 10 minutes of airtime.
Why?
I don't know. Just seemed like, I don't know. Wouldn't that be fun?
You've never ridden
this wave for another 10 minutes?
You have never, ever.
I don't want the party to end.
You have never wanted extra time before. You're always begging to go home.
What would you wish for?
Not sure. I never thought
about
it.
You have to word it very carefully or else the witch genie will screw with you.
Right.
Like you heard about the guy whose wish was he wanted his sexual organ to touch the ground.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
And then the genie waved a wand and he woke up and he didn't have any legs.
Oh, that's like the Wishmaster movies. Things like that happen in the Wishmaster movies.
Oh yeah, where there was like interpreted literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen those.
Oh, those
so you
are
have to
great.
Be very careful.
Okay, I will be.
Like, for example, if you're going to wish someone would die, you have to know maybe their middle name or reference their address.
Well, I'm not going to wish anybody to die.
Oh, okay. I can't think of anything else to wish for.
Who are you wishing would die?
Reggie Jackson?
No. Jesse Jackson?
Jesse Jackson.
Oh, you were wishing for Jesse Jackson?
Well, no, that I've mission accomplished.
So you made that happen?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, okay. So you want people to call up our new phone number, and we do have a new phone number.
And suggest wishes you could make.
Suggest wishes.
Maybe world peace?
Okay, I can go for world peace.
Can you say that without cracking up?
Yeah.
Without laughing?
Yeah, I wish for world peace. Where's my cupcake?
When you wish for world peace, don't you have to say how long that peace will last? Do you mean world peace, eternal world peace?
Yes, eternal world peace.
Oh, yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm saying good luck.
Cupcake? Candle?
I got your cupcake here. Hold on. You really want a cupcake? It will burn for 10 minutes. Don't you want to?
Why?
Because it's a small little cheap candle.
You didn't get a decent candle that'll burn for 45 minutes? Come on. The new phone number we have here is 201-536-9368. Oh, hey, I like this cupcake.
Yeah, baby. Here, I even got you this. I even thought ahead.
All right, water, a little mini bottle of water. Thank you.
It's like a real meal.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, where's this candle? Oh, here's the candle.
That looks like a 45-minute candle.
It will not last 45 minutes.
I think it.
And
might.
Then I have a small can of kerosene.
What's
for
that?
The grand finale. That's all I can say. Oh, you're really lighting it.
Yeah.
But Kenny, it's not going to burn. You think it's going to 45 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
I think that's a 45-minute candle.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
67 years young.
Thank you. So now we have an actual cupcake with a candle burning. And if I blow the candle out at the end of the show, I get my wish, apparently. And you've also committed to, I believe, spending $1,500 on a present for me.
I think $67. Your birth date, your age.
I swear
would be appropriate.
I swore you said $1,500 yesterday.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't like you that much.
Uh-huh.
You know how much I like you? $67 worth.
Well, that's how old I am. So that seems like
what can I buy for you for $67? Maybe our listeners will be able to suggest something. I would go on Amazon before I left the studio.
Uh-huh.
I would go on Amazon and order it. If you can tell me something you want for $67.
Okay. So the phone number is 201-536-9368.
Is there a... Well, I'm going to write that down.
Oh, yeah. Do write it down. It's a new number.
So I can give it out.
Because, we're up here in the boxcar. Getting ready for the WFMU fundraising marathon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's that time of year again, huh?
Yeah, which is March 2nd through 15th. And the soaking of the Breckman is...
No.
2 weeks from tonight, March 4th.
Well, you know what? Actually, I was going to tell you that my birthday...
Yeah, March 3rd.
March 3rd is the day before our marathon show.
Right.
So perhaps as a gift to me...
Uh-huh.
We can forego this soaking this year. It can count as my birthday gift, and it would be truly appreciated.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
I already bought you a birthday gift. And I meant to bring it today, but I forgot to bring it.
Well, I'll be here March 3rd, March 4th.
It's sitting at home, and it's a really wonderful birthday
gift. Could Hank run it over here? Could Hank get in an Uber?
Well, she did offer earlier, but I said since your birthday is March 3rd that...
Hank still get here by 7 o'clock?
No.
Hank, call an Uber.
I don't think...
Hank, this is it. Hank, you can make it.
I don't think she can make it. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't think she wants to make
it. Hey, now, Ken.
Hi, is this...
Sheldon.
Sheldon, haven't heard from you in a while.
Scuzzy weather in Jersey.
Yeah, good to hear your voice.
It is? Who is Sheldon?
Yeah, I've been rocking and rolling. I don't know the topic, but I just wanted to call in and say howdy.
Well, the topic is, what should Andy buy me that's $67 or less?
Yeah, it's Ken's birthday today.
A gift certificate to a fly shop so you can get into fly fishing.
Okay. You going to write that down, Andy?
Wait, a fly shop? Is that something that only if it would mean something to you?
I've never fly fished.
Well, I would go on Amazon and get you a...
I'm not going to drop a name, but up by where you got your summer place, there's an outfitter up there, and he'll tighten you up.
Well, I would buy you a big can of worms.
There's
$67 worth of worms.
There is a trout stream up there, Flatbrook.
Yeah, and this guy is... I don't want to promote him unless you say I can, but anyway, this fly shop up near you, he'll help you out. He's a friend of mine.
Well, I don't know if I can possibly arrange for a gift certificate
sure
in the
you
next
can.
Half hour.
Sure you can.
I'd have to call the guy, and it has to be paperwork that
well
that is.
Sheldon, I would love this, but Andy,
well, why don't we get a can of worms for you? Would
Andy's,
you like to get into fly fishing?
No,
I think a can of worms would be great.
Worms are way dirtier, Andy, than flies.
Flies
you know?
Are clean. Flies are the bait of the future, Andy.
Well, can you get like a bag of dead flies?
Oh,
no,
those
you use imitation flies.
They don't last. You use a fake fly. Sheldon, I want to do this so bad, but Andy won't let me.
Wait, I will.
I'd be happy to. You got my contact info. If you want me to make this happen, I'll take you fishing at my club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sheldon. What are you doing here? Don't write up.
I just need scrap paper.
I'll give you some scrap paper.
You always say that. I never do. I would love for you to go fly fishing with Sheldon to arrange it, like schedule it.
Yeah.
Wake up early.
Uh-huh.
Alarm goes off, 4:30 a.m.
I don't know that you need to get up early for
Ken,
fly fishing.
Ken, what are you doing going fly fishing with Sheldon? Ken, seriously, what are you doing? I know. Hank, I know. I promised him.
Yeah, I'm not so into fish.
Just do it. Just say yes.
No.
Fly fishing.
No.
With Sheldon.
No thanks. I have spent.
He knows. There's great fishing. He knows some great spots around your summer place.
Yeah, Flatbrook. I know.
Yeah, Flatbrook.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and he knows a guy that can hook you up with all the equipment.
I have played around in Flatbrook.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't go fishing.
Fly fishing with Sheldon. Wow, that's a dream come true. Fly fishing with Sheldon. What kind of fish do you fish for with fly fishing, with flies?
Well, trout, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you could bring the trout home?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, you can cut the head off.
Yeah, cut the head off.
And then fillet it.
Fillet it? Put it on the old stove for a while. Put it on the fire.
Yep.
Put it on a stick and then pretend to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Sheldon, this really is good. I had a wonderful day, Sheldon. But here's the thing. Listen, I've got to get up early in the morning, Sheldon. Yeah, no, I wish I could. I wish we could hang around and play some Pictionary. Oh, Sheldon, sorry.
Oh, is this your play acting my date with Sheldon?
Yeah, your fly fishing day.
I see.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, the phone number here is 201-536-9368.
This is a flame. Well, Who lit the flame?
Stop moving paper so close to the flame.
That's good advice, actually. Is there a fire extinguisher here?
In this, there is one right outside the studio. Okay.
You want to practice? You want to have a fire drill?
No.
And practice?
No. I just want to have a safe little.
So $67, Ken. That's your budget. I can go on Amazon right now.
Yep.
I'm going to buy you a bag of flies.
No, that's okay. I don't need flies. I'm not a fisherman.
What would you like for $67?
I don't even know. I don't need stuff.
Yeah, because at this age, I mean, look, you have less than a year to live.
Right.
You'll be downsizing.
Well, I'm not, you know.
How much does it cost to rent a dumpster? You're going to want to clear out that basement of yours.
There's very little stuff in my basement. I got cleaned out already by three hurricanes. So there's not much left. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jeff, and I have a suggestion for the gift.
Okay, hi, Jeff.
He should get you those strips, those wax strips for hair removal, and then next week he'll give you a Brazilian wax.
Oh, what a great idea. I could get them delivered within the week.
Brazilian wax strips.
Yeah, wax strips, yeah. Brazilian wax strips. Would people pay money during the marathon?
Nah.
For me to do that to you?
Nah, we've done it. Do you recall when we waxed you?
No.
We did it.
Oh, this has already been done?
Yeah, it has already been done.
Wait, well, you waxed Andy, but have you been waxed?
Well, Andy's the hairy one. I'm not very hairy.
Wait a minute. That's true. If I've been waxed, I think it's time for you to be waxed. Wouldn't people pay money for that?
Fair.
That's not a birthday present. That's a marathon stunt.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good enough to be a marathon stunt. That's why I think just, you know.
Make it a birthday present. Okay, thanks.
We're just looking out for you, buddy.
This is going swimmingly.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. And maybe you're right about the birthday candle. Maybe we're not going to have a birthday miracle.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, why don't you blow it out so we can.
No, your birthday. No, I'm going to let it go as long as it'll go.
It's kind of like the Hanukkah miracle. Maybe it'll last all the way to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe. Phone number here is 201-536-9368.
And we're talking to Ken on his last birthday.
You really seem pretty sure about
that. I haven't had this feeling since Robert Duvall. I was thinking about Robert Duvall a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that was very sad, Robert Duvall.
You think that's sad? 95 years old?
Yeah, that's true. He's really old.
Yeah.
But I really liked him.
Yeah. He date-raped my sister.
He date-raped your sister?
Yeah, that's a whole other story. We don't have enough time today.
Not in character? This wasn't part of a movie?
That's the weird thing. It was not part of a movie, but it was in character. It's a long, long, long story.
Was he in character as Tom Hagen?
He did it.
As
he did it as Boo Radley. It's a long story.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So I have mixed feelings when
Boo
I heard
Radley scared the hell out of me when I was a little kid.
Because he was the guy behind the door.
Yeah.
He used to hang out behind the door. Hey, is that where you got the idea to hang out behind doors?
It might have been, yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, happy birthday,
thank
buddy.
Thank you, Zachary.
Duvall played Boo Radley?
Yep.
Yeah, that was his first role.
A very young Robert Duvall. Yep.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
The man behind the door. That's where Ken got the idea.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that.
To linger behind doorways.
Well, I did that, but then I also kill Klans people in the woods.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, and cut off the heads of horses that belong to movie producers.
Oh, yes.
You went full on Duvall for a few years.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah, you were just kept talking about the smell of napalm in the morning. Couldn't shut you up about the napalm in the morning.
Nothing smells like that smell.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Zachary, what do you got for us?
$67 I'm going to spend on my friend Ken.
I think for both of you, it should be $67 worth of scratch-off lotto tickets.
What a great idea. $5 a piece, $67.
Yeah,
that's like, what, 80 or 90 scratch-off tickets?
But you get all the money, and you can soak them with it next week or in a couple weeks.
Would you like some scratch-off tickets?
Nah.
Why? Tell me why. Because you actually have to physically scratch them off?
Well, just
ain't worth your time?
Yeah, the chances of winning are so low.
Yeah, you feel pretty silly.
It seems really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but they're consumable, though, Ken. You said you didn't want stuff.
You can eat them?
Well, he's saying, yeah, he's
saying
you
use them
now.
Up and toss them. They won't clutter your house up.
Oh, I see. After you scratch them off, you just
after
throw them
you
away.
Lose, yeah.
Yeah. No, no thanks. But good idea, Zachary.
Wait, that's not a bad idea.
For
Wait.
Somebody else, it would have been great.
Wait, lotto tickets. Scratch off lotto tickets.
Well, you're a gambling addict, so of course you
but
think
But I hate
a...
that scratch off stuff, too.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ken.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Seth, but I wanted to tell you I'm not very hairy either.
Okay, good for you. What do you do? What do you do to keep the hair down?
Yeah, that's good. That's what I was going to ask you, Ken. What do you do, Seth, to keep the hair down? That's exactly where I was going with this phone call. You beat me to it, Ken.
Hey, talking about wax, aren't you going to get wax all over that cupcake?
Yeah, aren't you
no,
get
the wax?
Wax
the wax seems to be evaporating. No, it's one of them no drip candles.
Self-contained candle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for your concern there, Seth.
But it's a
thanks for your concern there,
it's
Seth.
It's a birthday.
Thanks for your concern, Seth. Thanks for calling.
You just drove Seth away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
The phone number here is 201-536-9368.
Hey, if you're joining us late, we're wondering how Seth keeps his hair down.
No, hair off.
Hair off.
Yeah, keep the hair growth down.
We have $67 for Ken to spend on his birthday. I'll go on Amazon before the end of the show. I'll buy anything you want, Ken. I'll have it delivered to your door.
Okay, yeah. I'm a little less excited now that it's not $1,500. That's how you talked me into this idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
you're about a third less excited.
I spent almost $1,500 on your birthday present, which I forgot to bring tonight. But I'll bring it next week.
It's Ken's birthday today. He's 67. Very special birthday. It's his last birthday.
Right, last birthday.
Who's saying that, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, honey. Hey, Bethy.
Oh, I didn't know I was on the air.
Yeah,
oh.
Bethy, don't you think Andy's going to feel bad if it really happens?
Honey, I'm only saying it's his last birthday is because he's going to die.
I did a show during the high holidays, and people would call, and you guys would say whether we were written in the book of life. And you told me I wasn't written in the book of life. And that whole year, I was, like, paranoid. And I couldn't wait for that year to be over.
Yeah, that was before I realized how gullible my bride was.
Oh, no! It's just
you could say anything to her and she'll believe
it. I don't like
You don't like joking about imminent death. You don't like that.
No, I'd rather not talk about imminent death. Well, I mean, it's redundant. You don't have to say imminent.
But
death.
Why That's did you do wrong. A jig? Why did you do a jig around the kitchen when you heard about Robert Duvall dying?
I didn't.
I wouldn't.
Finally, just you kept yelling. Netflix finally,
I wouldn't
Duvall
describe that as a jig.
He was dead, so Netflix was on to something.
Beth, until Robert Duvall was dead, you know what Beth did every time she entered the room? Look behind the door. Just worried about that guy.
Hey, babe, what you doing? Wait. I have an idea for Ken's birthday.
Okay, $67. That's our budget.
I don't know if Ken started his freeform radio career at University of Michigan, but that radio station is still going. He could make it. You could, Andy. You could make a donation in Ken's name to Ken's favorite non-WFMU radio station.
No, that's a great idea.
That's insane.
Did you start, Ken? Did you start at University of Michigan?
Yeah.
In radio?
Well, no, I actually started in high school, but. WCBN at the University of Michigan was a really important station for me. So.
Instead of that, why don't we spend $67 on Almond Joy bars and just consume them all? In
ooh, now you're talking.
You like Almond Joy?
I like Zagnut better.
Do you?
Yeah.
$67 worth of Zagnut? That makes a lot more sense than helping out some indie station in Ann Arbor.
That's a great donation in Ken's honor for his birthday.
I like that idea a lot, Beth. I like it almost as much
as
a crate full of Zagnuts.
Fistful of Zagnuts. There it is. Honey, nobody enjoys making donations, really. Even you, I think, in your heart of hearts. No,
and Beth, you're going out to work at the Olympics, right?
The Paralympics.
The funny Olympics.
It's the para biathlon and the
Yeah, the para biathlon.
The para biathlon?
Yeah.
So like
in Predazzo.
Para biathlon. So they have guns.
Yeah. guns.
Yeah.
And some of them are vision impaired, and they shoot by sonar. So it's like it's a beep 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 beep, and then for skiing, for the people who are visually impaired, they ski with a guide behind them, giving them directions like flag to the left, flag to the right. And guide also gets the medal.
You can win an Olympic medal by skiing behind the Olympic skier.
Well, I think it's just so great that they're giving blind people guns at the Paralympics.
Yeah.
That's so heartwarming.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you video. There's some great video of it.
Okay.
Okay.
This is becoming your thing. Didn't you work the gun range at the Paris Olympics?
Yeah, and for the Paris Olympics, I did.
Yeah.
I think it's because Tennessee is the state of my birth on my passport, and they thought I was Jed Clampett or something. And the French laughed, and they're like, oh, but of course that's the sport that
ever was since playing. Ever since Beth married me, she's been very interested in firearms and guns.
Well, think of the fun you could have with these blind guys with rifles.
Yeah.
All you got to do is make some beeping noises in the wrong place.
Yes.
That
exactly.
is so funny.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, honey, you got to try that. Just bring your phone and just program it to beep occasionally.
Oh.
And then throw it at somebody. Throw it at somebody you don't like.
Oh, Beth, you've got to do it. Oh, I mean, okay. Why travel all that way to go to the funny Olympics if you're not going to have fun?
And enjoy your Zagnuts.
Thanks, yeah. Beth.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
A box full of Zagnuts for my friend Ken.
I think a donation to WCBN. I think
where is that?
In Ann Arbor, Michigan. Their fundraiser is probably coming up.
Would that make you happy?
It would. Okay. It would, actually. So far, that's in the lead. Behind the Zagnuts.
That's my girl.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Missy.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, Missy.
So I was thinking, since you're having so much fun with the candle, maybe $67 worth of sparklers.
Oh, $67. That's hundreds of sparklers, Ken.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Hundreds. That's
Ken, imagine the fun you'd have at like a staff meeting, you know? Or that
light
big finale at the
once.
Marathon when everybody's in the little theater downstairs.
Nah,
sparklers that handing out sparklers.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Not such a fan of sparklers.
Well, you know, you make sure your fire insurance is paid up.
It's paid up.
Yeah, you hand out sparklers.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
No thanks.
It's a great idea. Andy says it's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that? You know, you put all those sparklers together, it's something you might be able to see from outer space, even.
I'm going to stick with...
Write a word with it.
I'm going to stick with candles, I think.
All right.
But
it was a try.
Thank you, Missy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
thank
Ken.
You.
It's Ken's last birthday, 800-989-9368.
No, it's 201-536-9368.
Oh, it is? Wait, what's that other number?
That's the pledge number.
Oh, wait, what's...
You wrote, it's 201-536-9368. That's the new phone number up here in Studio B.
And when will people use the pledge number?
2 weeks from tonight at 6:15 p.m. That's
Wait, why 6:15? What are you talking
that's
about?
That's the soaking of the breath.
No. Let's not go there again. That's so old. That's old news.
It's commemorated on the side of the building now. People walking down Montgomery Street see the mural, or actually it should be called a fresco.
Yeah.
Because it's very classy.
Yeah.
How
many car accidents has that fresco caused?
Not too many.
People distracted and appalled.
I wouldn't say that many.
No, I don't think so either.
No more than the average number of car accidents that happen at that spot.
That happen when there's images of you and me painted on the side of buildings.
So, yeah, if you've walked down Montgomery Street and you've seen the soaking of the Breckman fresco, it's referring to the High Holy Day which is 1 week from tonight. It's no, sorry, 2 weeks from tonight.
I will say this. I don't want to go into this, okay? Okay. I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
It kind of hurts my feelings.
All right, go ahead.
What have I done to deserve it, after all? What have I done to deserve it?
Oh, that's
except speaking truth to power here every week.
That should be our topic next week. What have you done to deserve it? That's a great show for the week before the soaking.
I will say, whatever you want to do next week, son. Whatever makes you happy, son. But I will say this. I'm very, very proud of the premium that we're offering.
Yes, me too.
It's a vinyl record, a 10-inch vinyl record of an original song.
That you wrote.
I did write it. It's called We've Got Your Money. It's kind of an anthem, kind of in the the tradition of We Are the World, right?
Yep. With 40 DJs.
40 FMU DJs contributed their time and their talent. Everyone gets a song or a line, or everyone's doing a duet.
And just like We Are the World, it's a heartfelt plea to donate to a great cause.
Yeah, that will not move the needle at all, will not generate any real
money. No, I think we're hoping that it will move the needle, that it will help us raise a ton of money.
Can we hear a little snippet of it now?
I don't have it. No, sorry.
But
maybe next week we will.
But you will admit, you will say it's a great song, the song itself.
It's genius. Yeah.
You can't get it out of your head.
It's up there with Schubert, Lennon, Dylan. Just one of the greatest songs of all time.
Thanks, Ken. That means the world to me.
Yeah, no problem. And 40, count them, 40 DJs singing on it. Just like on We Are the World.
That is pretty great. I'm so grateful to all of them. That really means a lot.
Yeah, and thank you so much to Don Fleming for producing it.
Yeah, Don really gave a lot of his talent and his
Scott,
time
and
to
Scott
this.
William for engineering.
And Scott Williams was at his side the whole way. God bless them both. And,
all right, let's go back to the calls.
Okay, wait, I have the number now. I wrote it down.
Okay, Irving in Miami Beach. You're
201-536-9368. Hey, remember to click like and subscribe at the bottom of your screen.
Miami Beach?
Yeah, something about those planes that crashed. I don't remember the Miami Beach call.
Okay. Oh, it's Black Cat.
Hello.
Hi, Black Cat.
Hey, Ken, can you believe that Andy just called 40 WFMU DJs talented, and he didn't laugh at all?
That is amazing.
Well, you know what I do? I squeeze a rusty nail.
No, I think it was a senior moment.
It's a senior moment.
You forgot.
Well, I'm genuinely grateful that they came in and gave their time to our ridiculously silly little project.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any of the song either. Why won't Don play us any of the song?
He's still working on it, man.
Yeah.
You know, George Martin. You know, he's the George Martin. He's not gonna pull the cover off until
That's not true. George Martin would sit in that control room and play take after take of the cuts with the Beatles sitting around them. We've seen a million pictures of that.
I've never seen a picture.
They all
of that.
Lean in. They're all at the soundboard. They're all even hands on the controls, trying to help.
Yeah.
But Black Hat, we thank you. And Black Hat, what should I do for Ken? I have $67.
Yeah, listen, I've got an idea for a present. It would not only be a present, but would also be something for the marathon soaking.
Great.
And they kill two birds with one stone.
Great.
Ken, haven't you always wanted your own pair of edible underwear that you could just wear every day for the next few weeks? And then if we
would
hit
wear,
a certain dollar
wait, if
amount,
we hit our number, would you wear edible underwear for a week?
No. He's going to wear edible underwear. But if you hit a dollar amount, Andy has to eat them.
Yeah, the idea is that I eat the edible underwear from the moment I get them until the soaking. And then after the soaking, if we hit the right number, then you have to eat the edible underwear. This is
While you're wearing it?
No, I take it off and then you eat it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's not enough money in North America.
I'm a very clean person.
Oh, okay. Then, okay, yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, I didn't understand how clean you were. You're not clean. You just said you were very clean.
No, very, very clean.
Oh, there you go. I'll eat anything that you've been wearing.
Yeah, no, I do all the standard cleanliness stuff.
Oh, my God. Eat edible underwear that you've been wearing.
Yeah.
That is...
That's brilliant. That's brilliant, Black Cat. Let me see. I'm on Amazon now.
No, don't. Ken, it's not going to happen. Ken.
Edible
Ken,
underwear.
You can't do that. Look, for you to even suggest that after a soaking.
Edible
it's so,
underwear for
oh,
men.
No, Ken.
Only it's, $19.
It's so heartless.
With
Ken,
plenty to spend on Zagnuts.
After...
Yeah.
Ken, I can't Andy. Even look at those photos.
Actually, these don't look edible.
I'm so afraid to order it because then for years afterwards, that's all I'll be fed, ads for edible underwear.
There's a mankini.
Every time Beth glances at my phone.
You know what, though? Black Cat, I typed in edible underwear for men on Amazon, and none of these look edible. None of the descriptions actually say edible.
Well, you have to wear them first.
Oh, here we go. Candy posing pouch. Candy posing pouch panties. Sugar teas, it says.
Mm.
I see. So it's like a sack style underwear, and the sack is made of candy.
Oh, wait. Oh, candy.
Candy.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
One who's size the, fits all.
Who's the loser now? I get a whole handful. I get a whole palm full of candy.
Oh, you see what kind of candy that is, right? It's, you know, it's that sugar, those sugar rings.
Yeah.
One well, size fits Black all. Cat, you've certainly given us something to think about.
And for that, we will oh, never forgive you.
Thank you, Black Cat. Did you get your Did you get your copy of our new magazine yet?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it.
Weird. Though. Okay. It should come soon.
Swell.
Thank you, Black Cat.
Thank you.
Now, there's an idea.
Edible underwear.
Although I don't like the idea of making you eat candy beads. That's too much candy to eat. That's bad for you, man. Definitely prefer some kind of...
That is a very funny story. You know what? Wait, hold on.
Cornstarch.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this offer.
Okay.
A legitimate, sincere offer. In lieu of the soaking, which costs me a lot of money,
yeah.
If I agreed to do that, to eat edible underwear,
mm-hmm.
can we forego the soaking this year?
No.
Can.
It's on the side of the
for
building.
For 1 year.
It's on the side of the building.
Why do people...
Do you understand?
Why do people hit me up for money? It really
oh.
It really stings. It
because,
hurts my feelings.
Because you're so damn rich.
And that's a crime, I guess.
Yeah.
By your standards.
It's the wealth. It's the wealth you
and
have.
And by wealth you mean success. I worked hard in a very competitive field and succeeded.
Yeah, that's true.
And you resent that. And you and your listeners.
Oh, no, no, no. It's that combined with how mean you are to people on the air.
You can't stand the truth. You can't handle the truth.
No, we can't handle the truth. You speak too much truth. It makes our eyes bleed.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Uh-oh, here comes Andy with his truth.
Please. And I bet that's part of the reason, not the whole reason. You spend a lot of your days hiding behind doors.
That's one of many reasons.
Yeah.
There's many reasons to hide behind doors.
Robert Duvall style, baby.
And also to hide goodies in the tree outside.
Is that what Boo Radley did?
Yeah, he used to put little treasures inside the tree.
I think that hiding behind the door, I think that was improvised. I think Robert Duvall improvised.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Wow. And his very first role, they let him improvise that? Damn.
I think in the script he was a ballroom dancer. And he said, wouldn't it be more interesting if the character was more reclusive?
Yeah, an asocial, reclusive weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of a ballroom dancer.
But he's
champion.
The hero. In the end, he's the hero.
Because he beats up the racist.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Daisy, your daughter.
Hi,
hey,
Daisy.
Daisy. I'm sorry I've been... making fun of your dad and your dad's going to outlive all of us, Daisy. He's very healthy.
Oh, Andy's backpedaling now. You know that Andy was predicting that this would be my last birthday ever, right, Daisy?
Well, that's before I knew Daisy was listening.
I've been listening.
No, honey, I'm so that was just me trying to be funny. It's kind of sad how I try to be funny.
Well, listen, I know it's important for you to spend exactly $67, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's four people you can get on Cameo for exactly $67.
Oh, there you go. And will they mean something to gift to your dad?
None of them, unless there's a guy who was in Better Call Saul.
Oh, an actor that was in Better Call Saul. He had a bit part. He had a small part.
I imagine a small part.
Did he play a Salamanca?
I don't know. His name is Andrew Friedman.
No, it doesn't sound like he played
a
Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Is that Is that a show that means something to your dad?
No, he watched it.
I think.
Well, I watched all the Salamanca clips.
Okay, so that would be an actor who had a small featured role in two or three episodes of Better Call Saul. Uh-huh. He would be on Cameo, wishing you a happy last birthday.
For exactly $67.
For exactly $67. What is his name, Daisy?
Andrew Friedman.
I love it.
Nice... Friedman spelled with an I-E.
Oh, my God. Friedman spelled correctly.
Yeah. So, or you could get a guy who was on Survivor, a former NFL player, or a reality TV star.
I think the Andrew Friedman actor, I think that would be amazing.
Right.
On Cameo.
So that's my suggestion.
And I could kind of guide him, and between Daisy and I, it would be very specific that he would reference your impressive radio career.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And the good works you've done in broadcasting.
I would like a Cameo message, but only from the guy who played Lalo Salamanca or Tuco Salamanca or Hector Salamanca. One of the Salamancas.
How about a Cameo message from one of our listeners?
I can only tell you that those are not exactly $67.
$68?
Yeah. No, she found three or four people on Cameo that charge exactly to the dollar.
Yeah.
$67.
I think I'm going to go with the edible underwear.
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Daisy.
All right.
See you soon.
What a wonderful relationship you have with your daughter to joke about edible underwear with her in public.
Yeah.
And by remarkable, I mean sick.
Well, it's better than you and your daughter chowing down on edible underwear almost every night.
We haven't done that in months.
It's not what I hear.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about who has the most dysfunctional family. The Friedmans or the Breckmans?
In fact, when I saw that video on Instagram of Beth doing the jig after Robert Duvall died.
Yeah, that actually I found very disconcerting.
I saw people in the background at your table eating edible underwear.
Why did she film it? Why did she post it?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do people record and film anything?
Yeah. Jeez. She's holding up a big headline, Robert Duvall dead at 95. She's singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, and she's doing a little dance around the kitchen. It just is a bad look.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, hold on. Let me turn down the other thing. It's Gers.
Hey, Gers. It's our pal Gers.
Yeah, another alumni from WCBN.
Yeah, are you back in California?
Oh, this is wonderful.
No,
thanks, guys, for sharing this on my show.
Formerly of El Segundo and formerly of Spain, is now in Tucson, Arizona.
What are you doing in Tucson?
No, we don't care. Ken, nobody cares. I don't care, and our listeners don't care.
My motorcycle crash that Andy didn't care about before either.
What are you doing in Tucson? Has there ever been an interesting answer to that question?
Mm-mm.
What are you doing in Tucson?
You win.
Staying warm.
Right. Well, staying warm, I guess that is an answer.
There you go.
Okay, what can I do? What can beat? The leading contender, I believe, now is a box of Kit Kat bars.
Kit Kat?
I'm sorry, not Kit Kat. Zagnuts.
No, it's a donation to WCBN.
No, I think I like that WCBN donation.
Yeah.
That's a definite.
Yeah, that's where I met Gers.
I know, but if I pledge money to them, even in your name, I'm on some mailing list. They're going to be after me.
Oh, no, use my address.
Under the picture that's hanging in the Hall of Fame.
But how do I pay them by using your address?
You make it a gift, try to make it a gift donation.
God,
okay, we can get edible underwear. It's okay.
How about while you're wearing your edible underwear, you get a mani-pedi, and you have this beautiful Vietnamese woman paint WFMU on your nails on one hand, and on the other hand, she paints WCBN. So you have, you know, painted nails.
How about WFMU on the nails on one hand, and then on the other hand, hate, H-A-T-E.
That's Robert Mitchum.
Exactly.
Not Robert Duvall.
Isn't that always your choice in life, FMU or hate? Whenever you
FMU or hate? I don't know.
You have to decide what hand to show the world.
That's an oxymoron right there. Or just moronic. Well, no, I think the manipedi, come on, who wouldn't want a beautiful Vietnamese woman sitting there, like, soaking your hands in olive oil?
That would be great. That would be a great marathon moment.
You know?
That's a great idea for the marathon. So, Ken, are you really looking at edible underwear?
Edible crotchless gummy panties.
Yeah, but I can't order it because then I'm on some mailing list.
Oh.
Then they're recommending stuff.
Oh, and now you're on there already.
And you can't make a donation to WCBN because then you'll be
on
their mailing list.
Exactly.
Everything's a mailing list with you. All right, thanks, Gers.
I don't have a problem.
All right, Ken, we'll see you guys soon.
I don't have a problem being on the Zagnuts mailing list.
Here we go. Instant underpants, just add water.
There it is.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, we may never know. We may die without knowing
how
that works.
Oh, I understand. I see how it works. Okay. It's desiccated edible underwear.
Hey, I don't usually do impressions, but can I do an impression of the coroner, of the medical examiner, looking at your body this year when you die this year? May I do a quick impression of him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that edible underwear? That's my impression of him. Checking you out.
So
can we bury him in that?
So I'm going to die with the edible underwear on?
Wouldn't that be the worst way to... Wouldn't that be your last thought on Earth? Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm wearing edible underwear.
Does the edible underwear somehow cause my death?
I believe it did.
How?
And that's how the mystery writer's room works. It begins with like ideas like that.
I see.
Killer edible underwear.
So maybe the underwear attracted
attracted
a wild animal.
Exactly. Yes.
To my crotch area.
It's edible underwear. You know who loves edible underwear?
Who?
Tigers, wild tigers.
Hyenas.
Yeah. Great white sharks.
Hi, you're on the air.
If we could convince our victim to go swimming wearing edible underwear off the coast of Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Baby.
Or maybe he's wearing the edible underwear just to mess around, and he forgets he's wearing it, and he goes for a swim.
There you go. That's how you write Jaws 7.
Hi, you're on the air.
Jaws 7. This time, it's stupid.
Hey, WFMU is next to a post office, right?
Yes, we are.
Half a block.
If you're worried about mailing lists, could you go over there and just buy $67 worth of stamps that Ken can use?
What a great idea. Would you like that, Ken? A book of stamps, $67 worth of stamps.
And they're forever stamps, so they will go up in value.
Oh, tell me about it, man. We invested in forever stamps when they first came out. That was when they were really low.
That's right. Man, I'm sure it goes up faster than inflation.
Oh, my God. We made so much money.
Yeah.
We should take those forever stamps and buy some Bitcoin. That's what we should do.
There's a plan. Yeah. I think we should take those forever
stamps.
All right,
thank you, caller.
Buy some Bitcoin, cash out the Bitcoin, and invest in Zagnuts.
Hi, you're on the air.
$67 gift certificate for Iris Records.
Iris Records gift certificate.
Where is Iris Records?
In Jersey City.
Would you like that?
Not as much as CBN.
CBN, fine. I'm so mad at my wife. She and her donation ideas.
Thank you, Iris Records. What's the address over there at Iris Records? He's gone. Okay. Trying to help out Iris Records.
Tell me why CBN is a worthy
cause. Because I was program director there.
Yeah.
And I did a show there for 5 years.
Okay.
And
is it associated with the university still?
Yeah, it's the University of Michigan.
Well, then what do they need money for?
It's tax deductible.
But what do they need money for? They must have $1 billion endowment at that university.
Oh, bigger than that.
Okay,
are you kidding me?
Then what the hell do they need my nickels and dimes?
They don't give their little student radio station any money.
No, you don't. You mean they don't give their student radio station enough money
When I was there,
they gave us some money.
When I was there, they gave us hardly any money. I think they gave us like, you know, $30,000.
Are they soliciting for donations?
They are going to be later this month if they're not already.
But why can't the university, why can't the university take care of them? Just with the interest they make on their endowment.
No
for
kidding.
For 20 minutes. Of
Tell
interest.
Me about it.
I know.
Oh, it looks like CBN is fundraising right now.
Dear God. God help us.
Yeah, there you go. Well, wearing, that's what I want for my birthday.
Are they wearing edible underwear?
I want Jim Manheim. Mm. Oh, he's dead. It doesn't say whether he died from edible underwear or not.
Yeah, he went all Robert Duvall on us.
Yeah. Oh, look, they have all sorts of polka shows.
Oh, dear God.
The polka show, the polka program's on right now.
But I'd be on their mailing list. They'd hit me up every year.
Nah.
What if I can't intercept the mail? What if Beth gets it?
Well, that's
you. She'll write him a check every year.
Yeah, you asked me what I wanted. This is what I want.
Yeah, but when I asked you what you wanted, you know what I wanted you to say.
What?
Bag full of flies to go fly fishing.
Nope. I want you to make a donation in my name to WCBN.
Fine, I will.
WCBN.org.
Fine, I will. I love
it.
Oh,
and get me a T-shirt, too.
Fine.
Size large. And have it all sent to my house in Weehawken.
Fine. Hey, wait, if I put it in your name, will you get all the mail going forward?
I hope so, yeah. I already do.
And you're telling me they have polka shows. You're
yes.
not making that up.
No, I'm not making that up.
And they
really
have dead
do.
DJs on their roster.
Yes.
And polka shows.
Yep, and that's how long they've been on the air.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
And Gers did a show there. I did a show there. Uh-huh. Rob Weisberg from WFMU did
so
a show
really
there.
So really the spiritual grandfather of WFMU.
Well, I wouldn't say they're our grandfather.
I know you wouldn't.
We've been on the air longer than they have, but it's a sister station. Let's put it that way. Not grandfather, sister.
And do they play crap also?
Did
they inherit that?
Oh, tons of it. Just like us. Sometimes the same crap. It's incredible.
Okay, WCBN, $67.
WCBN.org. It's my alma mater.
All right, fine.
And, you know, I've given money to them many times, and to tell you the truth, they don't mail me. They don't send me.
You mean they're not organized enough?
Maybe,
they don't have their act together.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because very, very few days go by where I don't get mail from FMU.
No. Oh, hey, we're out of time. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Why don't you make a real wish before we...
I wish to live to 105 years old with all my faculties.
And may the last voice you hear be Irwin's.
Fine.
Fine.
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
On tape, because he died.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why.
Evening, children. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the opening and singing spotlight of the show, would you please put your hands together and welcome Mr. John L. Sullivan.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me. This dream I have, the being alive, I've gotta be me. Yes, I've gotta be me. This dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, it's waiting for me if I heed the call. Settle down or settle for less. As long as there's a chance I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. To try to do it or die, I've gotta be me. Knowing, but still I know it's going strong. 'Twas in the spring, and spring became the summer. You'd have believed you'd come along. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? Never seems so good.
the end is near. So I face this final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and